call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland and 1-800-727-5955. So Rick Emerson Show, we're here with Richard Nunn from Fox 12. In just a moment, we're going to bring on Richard Cheese, along with Lounge Against the Machine, the 1080 girls. I didn't get to see like a full eyeful of the 1080
girls.
Yeah,
they're all in here in the studio, so.
Such a dick. I just caught a little glimpse of, a little rustle of, you know, of nylons and cleavage. That was all. It was just sort of out of the corner of my eye.
Did you not see all the little, like, short plaid skirts and everything else, too?
Such an a-hole. Why do you got to be like that? I got to bust on a brother's style like that. I do think we pretty much have a kind of every demographic covered. We talked to Jessica early. We haven't been able to track down Adrian. I know Adrian, who is our MILF girl. Adrian, who's the official MILF here of the 1080 Girls. I'm not sure if we're going to be talking to her or not. She will be there tomorrow. I'm not sure if she's going to be in the studio with us today or not. We're busy tracking her down. But in any event, all right, we're going to bring on Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine here immediately following the news. The 1080 girls as well. We got some great hate mail to get to. In addition, we got more responses to the worst video ever made, which we posted at rickemerson.com just the other day. So we're going to get to that. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. This is Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley. Live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Don't know what to say on your next birthday card? Why not let Jessica Simpson say it for you? A line of greeting cards featuring the wit and wisdom of Jessica Simpson is one of the products she's looking into. She's had a merchandising deal that the New York Post says could be worth more than $3 million in the next few months alone. Well, we'll see if Ashley Simpson is as dumb as her sister. Ashley will shoot a reality show pilot for MTV about her efforts to get into the music business. Ashley co-stars in Seventh Heaven. She's also working on an album. She tells MTV.com she's a fan of her sister Jessica's reality show. She's been fascinating with it. Well, she didn't say no, and she didn't say yes. When Matt Lauer asked Courtney Cox on Today if she's pregnant, she said, not quite yet. She wouldn't say any more. Then, several months after joking about the crush he had on Jennifer Lopez, should say he had, New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg welcomed the Bronx-born entertainer to City Hall. Lopez on hand to help the mayor announce the formation of the New York City Latin Media and Entertainment Commission, on which she'll serve as an honorary chairwoman.
I'm just really, really excited to be able to contribute in any way I can. This is my city. I love it. Everything about it is so close to my heart, so I'm just excited to get started, whatever I can do.
Mayor Bloomberg says he's an admirer of Jennifer Lopez.
She's a very pretty young lady and, you know, typical of all New York women. Another woman from the Bronx, yes.
I wonder if somebody's bothered to...
That doesn't get me half the votes, I don't know what will.
I wonder if somebody's bothered to inform him that everyone hates her. And that people wish for her timely and painful death.
Yeah, but she's
maybe
just
that's
Jenny
what he meant by
block.
Saying
yeah.
You're a typical New York woman.
Yeah, the Bronx, yo.
Next news, what it happens. I'm Tim Riley reporting.
All right, it's 503-250. Somebody's pizza is here, by the way.
Yeah, it's Richard Cheese's pizza.
All right.
Yeah, it's Richard Cheese's.
All right. Let's, without further ado, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. Direct from the bar at the Sands Hotel. Your friend and mine, the greatest entertainer ever to walk these hallowed halls, ladies and gentlemen. Please give it up for Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine. What's up, man? How you doing?
Thank you very much. Good evening. Welcome. How are you, baby?
I'm doing very well. Good to see you.
I brought my piano player, Bobby Ricotta, my bass player, Mr. Gordon Bree, is here. And, of course, on the drums, Buddy Gouda. And Rick Emerson is in the house. I love this.
You know, it seems like it was just, I don't know, about a year and change ago that we were doing this here.
That's right. We are so excited to be back.
You're looking younger than ever, by the way.
You look fabulous.
Well,
and so does Sarah, and so does the breasts that are pressed against the window right here from the ladies.
Oh, hey, look at that.
Excellent. And Matt Peterson, of course, is in the back. We just love the family. And Richard's here. and that news guy. I love this place. We're so happy to be here.
It's like a second home to you.
It is, and thank you very much. And we bought pizza from Bellagio's Pizza, by the way. Here
thank
come the
you.
Plugs.
By the way, we've got some beer here. If you're, I know that as a performer, you probably stay away from alcohol or mind polluting substances of any kind. It's probably not something.
I'm generally a cocktail guy.
What are we? Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'm sorry. Matt's yelling something in my ear. It's just degenerated into chaos. Now, in just a moment, we're going to bring in some of the 1080 girls. We talked to Jessica earlier on the phone today. I know that Adrian, we're probably going to speak to her on the phone later on. But we do have four of the six. What is that, 80%? If I'd gone to school, I'd know these things.
I count 7 or 8 breasts. I'm not sure how many it is, but there's supposed to be 10, right?
There are actually only eight in the studio right now. Yeah.
So. That's 7, right?
I guess that depends on how radical an approach to plastic surgery you have.
There's 8 girls or 4 girls?
4 girls.
Okay, 8 breasts.
I've
done my math.
You're only one man, Richard. I know that you've been working out.
Let's just say that 2 plus 2 is a dream I've always had.
All right, so we're going to bring in the 1080 girls here in just a moment. You got the phone calls or comments for Richard Cheese, and why wouldn't you? It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. You guys are going to be doing, you're going to be closing out the party tomorrow. You're going to be the headlining act at the listening party, 7 to 9, the new Phoenix Casino. People that have not seen the Richard Cheese, the experience live, what is it?
Well, what we do is we take the songs that the kids are listening to, and we swankify them. We give them that special Vegas pop thing. We'll take a song that's on the charts and treat it like Frank Sinatra would have treated if he weren't dead. And that's what it's all about.
Excellent.
Thank you. And we'd like to do a song for you now. You got time?
We do indeed. Tell you what, why don't you go in the... We do a little level check. Matt, are we good on level check?
How does the piano sound?
We're okay right now. I'll ride them a little bit if we need to, but I think it's going to be fun.
This is a great song to bring the girls in with if you want to do it.
All right, so I'll tell you what. Do we have room? Can we do that?
Yeah, what the hell?
All right, we'll make room.
The girls might have to sit on the musician's lap.
I'll tell you what. So what are we going to do? Let's now bring into the studio 4 of our 6 1080 girls who are here today.
This is a very special song for these special ladies from our CD Toxicity. It's a song by Mystical, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, hi, girls. Would you girls do me a favor? Just one little favor. Shake your ass. Show me what you're working with. Shake your ass. Watch yourself. Shake your ass. Show me what you're working with. I said shake that ass. What's your name, baby?
Sam. Samantha.
Samantha, nice to see you. How are you? Are those real? Great. Thank you. I love this. I came here with my mic in my hand. Don't make me leave here with my foot in your ass. Me cool, don't worry about how I'm ripping this when I'm flipping, kicking. This just what I do. Shake that ass. Show me what you're working with. Shake that ass. Shake that ass. Show me what you're working with. I said. All right, 1080 girls, would you please shake that ass? Hot talk, 1080 KOTK, shake that ass. Ow, that hurt. Thank you. I loved it.
Woo!
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Richard Cheese, Lounge Against the Machine. That's
Wasn't
what I'm
that
talking
fabulous?
About there.
All I right. love this. And the girls are so nice.
Yeah, we've got... Okay.
You didn't have to take your top off for me. Thank
it's,
you.
Glory's a little irrepressible. What are you going to say? In the studio, we've got Sarah, we've got Sam, we've got Glory. Grace is gone somewhere.
No, Grace is here. She'll be right back.
All right, Grace is off killing a small animal.
She's busy with Matt.
Yeah, Grace is... Yeah. Yeah, Grace is cut from a bit of a different cloth. And so Grace has her own drummer that she marches to. Her own band, in fact. So she'll
I have a drummer over here.
What?
Buddy Gouda.
All right. All right, so we've got more from Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine. We're going to talk to some of the 1080 girls. I do want to read, by the way, can you just play, I want to read this hate mail. I'm getting people asking to hear the hate mail that we got today.
You want play some hate mail music?
Some little softy, a little pleasing to the ear.
Go ahead, Bobby. Go nuts.
Something mellifluous. This is from Nathan.
Nice.
This is regarding yesterday's comments about the mentally enfeebled. Hey there! This is addressed to Matt, by the way, who they foolishly assume has some sort of authority or pull on the program. Hey there! I have no doubt that Mr. Emerson feels inclined to schlep stupid airwaves because it gets listeners. Listeners are what keeps the station going. I fully realize listeners are usually stupid, perhaps yours in particular. However, as I combed the airwaves today searching for a respite from the usual mindlessness, I unwittingly tuned into Rick's ramblings in regards to the role of the mentally handicapped in what passes for our society. I'm forced to paraphrase, but I believe that Rick's contention was that, quote, retards cannot teach us anything, except maybe how to get used to getting drool off your shoes, or the rustle of plastic pants, end quote. I'm certain that somewhere someone was laughing, but I hope you fully realize the types of listeners you are attracting, or perhaps more importantly, what kind of listeners you are alienating. Your show and the stations that air it are classless. Your listeners are almost certainly white trash. And if this is passing for cutting edge, I think it's safe to say you are dulling the blade. Set a precedent and get this cretin, or cretin, depending on what part of the country you're from, off the air. That's Nathan in P-Town. Nathan, it should be noted, has only a passing sort of relationship with anything remotely approaching correct capitalization or grammar. And he confuses the use of brackets and parentheses, but I'm not going to make that point over and over again because I'm the bigger man, so I'm going to move on. All right. We're going to do this. We're going to come back. We got more on the way. Your phone calls, your comments for Richard Cheese. We're going to talk to the 1080 girls. Richard Nunn from Fox 12 is here. More news on the way and all that. Stay there. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. One day away from the best party your lame ass has ever been to. Stay there. We'll be back.
This is a song for that guy Nathan. He hates you. Oh yeah, he effing hates you. La 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 la. I tried too hard and she tore my feelings like I had none and ripped them away. Thank you. Good night.
Live from Portland, it's Rick Emerson only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Well, not that kind of pillows. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. So Rick Emerson Show, it's 221. It's Wednesday. We're now about, 29 hours away for the greatest party in the history of the universe, Listener Party number 4, Halloween Hangover, happening tomorrow at the New Phoenix Casino in lovely La Center, Washington. Take exit 16 off I-5. There's no cover, free admission, 18 and over. Going to be giving away some VIP passes tonight. The last set of VIP passes, 20 pair. Matt Peterson and I are going to be at the Les Schwab Tires today at 917 Northeast 63rd in Vancouver. That's tonight between 5 and 6 p.m. Must be present to win drawing at 6. We're here with Richard Nunn from Fox 12, Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine.
Good evening.
Four of our six 1080 girls. We've got, and I'm just going to go right to left here.
Yeah.
And we'll introduce some of the 1080 girls. So we'll go with Sarah first. Sarah, how are you today?
I'm excellent.
Sarah was on with her cousin Jessica, not pictured. Last week, two weeks ago, become a blur. So we've tried to, we were saying earlier that we've got kind of every base covered. We said earlier that your cousin Jessica is sort of the girl next door.
Right.
Cause she's got, you know, kind of the long, straight sort of all American hair, you know, she's got a kind of, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Like classically good looking.
Hot?
Yeah, she's hot, but you're sort of an unspoiled sort of, you know.
Hot?
Yeah, like she, you know, like
sure.
Like she might feign innocence just a little bit, you know. But anyway, so she's kind of the all-American girl. You are Runaways era Joan Jett. I've been trying to put my finger on it for like weeks. It's what it is, man. You are like, it's, what would that have been? Like 1977, something like that?
77, yeah.
Like 77 era Joan Jett.
It's like my dream to have somebody compare me to Joan Jett.
Oh,
can I just say?
And you are a huge wonderful. Andrew WK fan. You got Andrew WK's autograph on your stomach.
He signed me.
I'd let him sign me. That's what a huge fan of Andrew WK I am.
I had to wait in line for like 2 hours to get him to sign me, but I did it and I was happy.
Yeah.
And I almost cried.
Yeah, see, that's is he coming back? Do you know if he's coming back here? Because he's got the new album out.
I've been looking at the website. I haven't seen anything, though. I have no idea.
Yeah. I just saw him in Vegas yesterday, or Monday. We were in Vegas, and he was doing these interviews for the Radio Music Awards.
Really?
Isn't he wonderful?
He signed my stomach.
Well, we all want to do that, Richard.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so there's Sarah. We've got, and then to your right, we have Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
We've had hit or miss luck with some of the photos. I think fully half the photos we wanted to get posted, we didn't for whatever reasons. Either our own sloth or technical demons and gremlins of one type or another. Sam, we do actually have some photos of you like striking like a Wonder Woman pose there.
That's not Wonder Woman. That's just me relaxing.
You and your, well, Parts of you are relaxed. You've got this, like, pneumatic cleavage, though, that's just, like, full on.
Thanks. Yeah. I was working on it. Thank you.
And so you are, you told me during the break, you cover what niche do you think?
I probably more the outdoors, the country gal, the country bumpkin, probably.
So by the way, and if you missed us saying this earlier, there is the theme this year for the 1080 Girls is schoolgirls. And so they're all dressed in schoolgirls. Sarah, I should mention, by the way, you're sort of the punk, probably knife you in your sleep kind of schoolgirl?
Yeah, I'm kind of like the gothy punk rock sort of beat you up kind of schoolgirl.
I'm getting a Molly Ringwald Breakfast Club vibe off of this outfit. I like it.
So you got the black Dickie shirt, the black skirt, black studded belt, black, pretty much just black leather wristband there.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
And then Sam, you've got the, what is that, tartan? Is that what you call that? The red plaid? Is there a name for that?
The stuff on the end of the scotch tape.
That's what I'm talking about. You got that skirt on, and you've got a Playboy bunny navel piercing, by the way.
And she's got my barn rising.
Well, thank you, Richard.
And then white stockings. I can't really see there.
Yeah.
White stockings. Whoa. So white, lacy white stockings there. Sarah, of course, I've got the Tim Burton Nightmare Before Christmas kind of red and black. Kind of a Winona Ryder and Beetlejuice thing going on there. So Sam, you're more of the, but you're kind of an outdoor girl, sort of a hunting, fishing,
not a hunt, just
type.
Fish, shoot, anything outdoors, for buying.
All right.
Yep, all
and,
of it.
You emailed us the other day, actually, to say that if a guy has kids, he need not apply, though, because you're all about living
yeah.
the swinging single life.
Correct. I mean, it had to be somebody pretty impressive to convince me to date him.
I'm a big fan of the pigtail
drive.
I thought you had a girlfriend.
And I like to hunt beaver. What are you doing later?
Oh, we'll talk.
I'd just like to put out there that I am taking applications for a punk rock dream boy. That's what I'm looking for right now.
You can send your application.
That was Sarah.
Not Sam. Right. This is Sarah that's taking applications.
More beer for everyone.
Absolutely.
Sam, I'm a big fan of the pigtails, by the way. It's just a last observation. Okay, we'll talk to Grace then. Grace is next up. Grace, you can see pictures of on the website. Grace and her sister Glory were here a while back. Grace looking stunning as always. And you've got, let's see, just kind of a white button down there. Unbuttoned pretty much as low as it can possibly be and still be considered a button-up shirt in any way. And you've got a skirt that's very similar to Sam's. And then I can't see... And then, garters.
Little thigh highs with a...
All right.
And bows on the back.
Richard, I can't really see what's... You want to give a little play-by-play?
I haven't seen this much plaid since a Burberry catalog. Are you kidding me? This is just looking good.
All right. So, there you go.
Thank you.
And as always, the shirt is just like, you can hear the shirt sort of screaming in pain, trying to restrain the...
I think we could go another button, actually.
Yeah, I mean, just trying to restrain the womanhood underneath. It's a formidable task for any piece of fabric.
You know what? I think that is the hardest button to button right there. Little white stripes for the kids.
Or the hardest to unbutton, depending.
So, and we can see just a hint of your tattoo. We can see two of your, I think, 14 tattoos.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I just heard T. No.
I only have seven, actually.
I know you have numerous piercings, none of which are really visible now, but we can work on that.
I could show you.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
I will need to take a...
Let's get a drum roll, Richard.
No, we'll need to take a commercial break any moment now and go into a quiet room for that sort of a thing. So, and then right next to Grace is your sister, Glory.
Hi, Glory.
Hello.
Glory is sort of we call her sort of, it's like an Aryan milkmaid sort of a thing.
That's exactly what it is.
One of the Von Trapp girls, probably. Liesl, maybe.
Yeah.
And Glory, some of you met Grace and Glory at Billy Reed's, actually. A lot. In fact, I think Sarah was there, too. Sarah and Jessica were both there as well. Glory, you've got a black, tiny strip of fabric. I don't know what that's called.
What happened
but
to the knit?
I've got the skirt. I've got the skirt and the shoes and the stockings.
You've got kind of a brown and black plaid belted sort of skirt. And Richard, again, you'll have to help out on legs and shoes. I can't see them from here.
As hot as this is, I keep picturing Glory at Billy Reed's with that little knit top. That little crocheted thing that Grandma made.
You got to live in the now, my friend. All right.
So it's a mental screensaver.
All right. So not pictured are Jessica and Adrian. Adrian, who some of you saw, she came in here earlier this week. She's kind of the MILF of the 1080 Girl Platoon. So we're big fans of her. So four here today, six total tomorrow.
Cheers to the KOTK girls that are
seriously.
Here.
Seriously. And cheers to the good Lord that created them. I mean,
wow.
Put together by an architect very near to God himself, I would say.
I love that guy.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Speaking of guys we love, we're here with Richard Nunn and Richard Cheese from Lounge Against the Machine.
Thank you
very much. Providing the headlining entertainment tomorrow.
Very excited.
Let's talk to a full-time listener. Don, you're downtown. You're on Hot Talk 1080 KTK. What's up, brother?
Richard Cheese, you rock.
Hey, baby, thank you. What's your name, Don?
Yeah.
It's too bad you're not a chick named Don, but, you know,
so
can't be perfect.
What do you got, man?
Can you play a little Nookie for me?
Sure. You want to play some Nookie, boys?
Let's
take it, Gordon.
All right, there you go. This is for Don.
Richard little Lynch Biscuit on KOTK. Check, one, two. I came into this world as a reject. Look into these eyes, then you'll see the size of these flames. Dwelling on the past, burning up my brain. Everyone that burns has to learn from the pain. Hey, I think about the day my girl ran away with my pay when fellas come to play. Now she's stuck with my homies that she. I just a sucker with a lump in my throat. Like a chump, hey, like a chump, hey, like a chump, hey. I did it all for the nookie, come on, the nookie, come on. So you can take that cookie and stick it up your yeah. Stick it up your yeah, stick it up your yeah, 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 yeah. Limp Bizkit, everybody, thank you. Thank you.
All
I
right.
Love the audience. That's
excellent.
Fabulous.
Well done. I'll tell you what, we're going to do this. We're going to come back. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. 1-800-727-5925. You guys going to play us into the break here?
Yeah, absolutely, baby. Keep playing right there, Bobby. What do you got? Let's do that great song by Disturbed. You know what I'm talking about? Damn, with a sickness.
All right. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080. Thank you. KTK. Stay there.
Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, get down with the dickness. Here on KOTK, yeah, thank you.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We're here with... I got it there. We're here with Richard Cheese.
Yeah.
Rise Against the Machine.
It's crazy in here. There's chicks, there's beer, there's pizza, there's me. I love this gig.
Seriously. There are, at last count, about 94 people in the studio with us here. So.
Yeah.
That's, is that hearse still parked out front? Probably not. All right. So, you'll know us tomorrow. You will know us by the hearse that brings us tomorrow. New Phoenix Casino, tomorrow, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. You take exit 16 off I-5, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. tomorrow for Rick Emerson Listener Party number 4. I know I got a short list. I don't have the list in front of me. We're going to talk in just a moment. We're going to thank a couple of our sponsors who are helping to make this happen. We're going to whore relentlessly for those people that whore for us. But I do want to give you a short list of the things going on tomorrow. So I'll just have to freestyle here because I don't have it in front of me. Tomorrow, of course, Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine headlining.
Very excited.
Performance by the Tim Riley Factor, playing some of the worst music you've ever heard in your life. Performance by our good friend, Portland hip-hop artist, the man behind Radio Gangster, The Low, is going to be there.
Wow.
Richard Nunn from Fox 12 going to be in the house tomorrow night as well. All six of the 1080 girls in their schoolgirl outfits, which really are just magnetic in every sense of the word. It really is almost impossible to quit looking. All six 1080 girls will be there tomorrow. Former producer emeritus Christina Carlson will be there tomorrow.
Oh, I'm so excited to see her.
You know, she's excited to see you too, my friend. I was just talking to her this morning. And
her husband's not going to be there, am I right?
You know, regrettably, the damnable misery is he has to stay in Bend, which is hours and hours away. She'll be here all alone. Far from home.
Yes, she will.
No companionship.
And we'll be playing her with some Saxer Pilsner.
Yes.
I'm starting early in the plugs.
Plugging her with the Drunken Weasel.
There will be adult beverages of the finest kind. It's going to be a great time. We're giving away, here's a short list of the things we're giving away. We're giving away a brand new electric guitar from our good friends at Beaverton Music. We're giving away a laptop worth over $800 from Budget Computers. We're giving away the stand-up arcade game from my apartment, which I've been told I...
What is it? What game is it?
It's an old Tecmo game. It's called Super Dodgeball. It's an stand-up arcade game from the late 80s.
Nice.
I played it all the way through high school. A listener about, I don't know, it was 7, 8, 9 months ago, was getting rid of it. He was moving. Mm-hmm. Told me, he's like, I know you're a fan. You know, do you want to have it? And I was told in very clear and concise terms about 3 months ago that I was that was not going to be taking up permanent residence in our our place.
Right.
I was just sort of, it wasn't even really a question. I was just sort of informed that we were going to be getting rid of that. So what better way than to give it to a non-emasculated listener, someone who may want that. So we'll be giving that away tomorrow as well. Let's see. We're going to be giving away, I know we're going to give away blackjack dollars from the casino, gift certificates for the restaurants that are there. We're going to be giving away $200 passes. That is two passes for $100 to Alternative Tattoos, Jen and Gary, who are also providing the hearse for us. We have live DJing and spinning from DJ Drama and DJ J-Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Will the low be there?
We have, the 1080 girls want to know if they can be tattooed there.
Yes.
Only if you come in and do it here.
I'll use my special tattoo pen that I keep on me at all times.
Let's see, we got to, well, let's this. Rick, I still have no clue what an F-MAT is. I hear people say it and then you play a promo sounding spot. Oh, yeah, that's the,
This F-MAT is brought to you by EditHere.com.
Says, what is the backstory? Long story short, Matt's a big spoiled bastard that we all secretly hate. And because his first car was...
Come on, I think we have to say that with a little more love than that.
It's because, in fact, you know, here in a minute, we'll play a little something into this next break that'll kind of sum up. That'll sum up exactly why the F-MAT exists. But the long story made short is that, Matt, we were talking about first cars on the air one day. What was your first car? Richard Cheese, what was your first car?
Plymouth Horizon, baby.
See, it's nothing good. Your first car is never anything decent.
No.
I had the electric blue Maverick. I mean, that was not a babe magnet.
No.
And not in any way. Matt, of course, his first car, 16 BMW. Pay for
wow.
it?
Wow.
Pay for it? No. Given to him? Yes. So, there you go. So, well, that's why we say F-MAT. We'll be playing a little something about that in just a moment. By the way, you should hook up a live internet streaming video to your website. That way we can see the 1080 girls in real time and watch you drinking. That's from...
They look very good in real time. They also look good in slow motion. Do that slow motion thing you guys were doing a second ago. A little slower. Oh, that's nice.
Let's see. Speaking of doing that thing, let's go to the house of Rick, our good friend Rob. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. I've been conditioning myself for the last week and slowly consuming more and more alcohol every day to be ready for tomorrow.
You've been training? Like, instead of chasing the chicken with Burgess Meredith, you're just sitting there just pounding down PBR or something?
Yeah, I'm getting the liver ready to go.
Can I tell you this, by the way? Let me just tell you this. And this came to us. I probably shouldn't announce this on the air. But I got an email, and it... looking at the domain name, it seems to be genuine. I can't tell you personally that this is true, but it does look like a legitimate email. And it's the same email we got last Halloween when we were going to the center. We got a guy who claims, and again, it looks legit from where the email came from, claims to work for the La Center Police Department, and he says that the La Center Police Department has actually doubled the amount of active cops on duty tomorrow because of the party happening in La Center.
Oh,
wow.
You got to be on the bus. Last year it was crazy. Remember how many were out there?
It was packed. Last year was beyond packed. I will tell you this, too. When we did the last listener party, which was, what, July? Billy Reed's?
Yeah.
The last listener party, and I don't know if we've actually made this announcement, but we, you know, the Rick Emerson cast crew and listeners drank all of their Coors Light, all of their MGD, I think.
Two kegs worth of Coors Light, two kegs worth of PBR.
All of their
they
passed.
Ran out.
They were ran, and that's only the beer we know about, and that's because their distributor is a listener and called us and told us.
Wow.
We drank literally all of their beer, used all their glasses. By the end of the night, people were going up asking for a glass of beer, and they were having to get it in a pitcher because we had used all of their glasses and literally drained all of their kegs by the end of the night. So
hey,
it's a good time.
Can I get a request from the cheese?
Yeah. This is Rob from the House of Rick.
What'd you say?
Baby got back.
Baby got back? Sure. We can do that one.
Bust
right,
that out. Rob's
we'll
going to be
tomorrow.
Rob's gonna be introducing us tomorrow, bringing us on stage. There's a little request for him.
I love that. Thank you. All right, girls, dance for me. Oh, my God, Becky. Look at her butt. It is so big. I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuffed. My homeboys tried to warn me, but that butt you got makes me so horny. Cause I'm long and I'm strong, and I'm down to get the friction on. So ladies,
yeah,
ladies, yeah. Do you wanna roll in my Mercedes?
Yeah.
Then turn around, stick it out. Even white boys gotta shout. Baby got back. Baby got back.
baby got back, back, back. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Richard Cheese, Lounge Against the Machine,
thank
the headlining
so
act tomorrow night. This is a good opportunity to talk about some of the lovely folks who helped to make this possible. They
sponsors,
people who helped us put this together. We want to thank Brad at Page One, who hooked you up with the Cheesemobile.
Thank
Portland
you, Brad.
Style here.
We really appreciate it. It's a fabulous automobile, and you should always go to Page One for all of your... What did he give us?
It's a car.
Car things.
What
yes.
was it? It's an SUV? What
it's
is
a,
it?
It is an SUV. It's a Jeep.
Behemoth.
2003 Jeep Grand Cherokee. So
and it's going to have all sorts of 1080 girls stuff all over it in a couple hours.
So the DNA removal service will be taking a close look at the... We want to thank Michael Hacker of Michael Hacker Photography taking the photographic record tomorrow. Budget Computers giving us the laptop to give away. DJ Drama, DJ J-Dog providing the turntable action for us. Of course, the new Phoenix Casino Inland Center just off exit 16, who are there having us there tomorrow. Good
yeah.
people all around.
And also we've got one, the bass people, who gave us this fabulous upright bass. Play that, Gordon. That's Bass Basses for all your bass needs. And I think, what's their phone number? It ends in bass. Do you remember that? Oh, look it up. Anyway, it's Pat. Thank you, Pat Marshall. We appreciate it, baby.
We also want to thank Beaverton Music for providing us with the guitar we're giving away. We want to thank Ann at Lloyd Center for giving us the pickup and drop-off place for the bus, those people who were taking the Rick Emerson Listener Party bus there. We want to thank Justin and everybody in 800 Octane for helping to provide us with some amplifiers and instrumentation for tomorrow. Also, Nate and the Altar Boys. You can go to thealtarboys.com. They're helping to provide some other musical equipment for us. And last but not least, we want to thank our good friends at Red Lion, who are putting Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine up.
That's right.
And providing accommodations for y'all, because you're good
We're
people.
We're so excited, and I've got a special song for those kids. Give me that note again, Bobby. I guess I should have known when I told you I needed a place to stay, when I came to play for Rick Emerson. For the show Thursday night, I needed a hotel tell. Oh, wait, hold on, let me start again. Less beer for a day. For the show Thursday night, I needed a hotel. What is it? Stop touching me.
That would be hotel.
Hotel, right. Hotel. For the show Thursday night, I needed a hotel to treat me right. I said, you know what? This song sucks. Let's come back. I'll do it correctly later, but I thank the Red Lion, and we'll come back in the next break and do the whole song again. It's
All right.
horrible.
We'll come back. We'll also talk to Chris
about
accounting. In the meantime, let's go ahead and roll this. This is from our good friend, The Low, Portland hip-hop artist, the man behind Radio Gangster. Here's a little song called F. Matt. Stay there. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Thank you.
F. Matt. F. Matt. F. Matt. F. Matt.
Yo, if you had to work most of your life, let me hear you say F, Mac, F, Mac. If you hate a spoiled rapper tonight, let me hear you say F, Mac, F, Mac. Now when I say F, y'all say Mac, F, Mac, F, Mac. Now when I say F, y'all all say Mac. Come on, F, Mac. Yo, let me tell you about the day when it went too far. The day I heard a BMW was his first car. Now this spoiled little bastard wants to rub it in good, cause he grew up in a high class neighborhood. Every day he's got a new toy, this game gets old. Every month his mom balls from around the globe. When he should be on the go preparing the show, he's in the studio watching 90210. He's got a silver spoon smile and I'm mad about that. So I'ma take his time and prepare to F-Mac. If you people wanna join in, it's part of the game. When you screaming out F and we're using his name. If you think he doesn't like it, yo, who the hell cares? Cause he's chilling like a villain while we getting gray hair. So for everybody from the east to west coast, put your drink up in the air as I propose a roast. Now if you had to work most of your life, let me hear you say F, Mac, F, Mac. If you hate us for your passion tonight, let me hear you say F, Mac, F, Mac. Now when I say F, y'all say Mac, F, Mac, F. Now when I say F, y'all say Mac, F, Mac, F, Mac. Now when I say F, y'all all say Mac,
come on,
F, Mac, F, Mac. Now when I say F, y'all say Mac,
come on,
F, Mac, F, Mac.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland. We're here with Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine, the 1080 girls, who will be... You can't do that over there. There's like a slap-tickle fight breaking out in the studio between... It's too bad that Matt can't see that, by the way. You know, not being near a window. It's
He's
too
behind
bad.
The wall.
Yeah. He might be shy by then.
Yeah. I have to remind, note to self, more beer for tomorrow.
I want to have a slap pickle
actually
fight.
Actually champagne if you could work that.
I think that you'll probably have people buying whatever you want tomorrow for you. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Me too. I'm going to buy, just here, take my money now, ladies.
Richard Nunn's getting a sort of devilish look in his eye. He's getting sort of an evil gleam in his eye.
I like to know the inside track.
Yeah. Let's welcome to the show bass player for the Tim Riley Factor, the lovely and talented Kristen from accounting. What's up, sister?
Well, you know, I just thought I've been a little busy this week, so I haven't called in. Uh-huh. So I thought I'd jump on the bandwagon, so to speak, today. Just to say I'm so excited about the party, and I put the finishing touches on my costume.
Now, are you going as what we talked about you going as?
Yes.
Excellent.
So I'm all set, ready to go. You know, can't quite compare with the 1080 girls, but I got my own little style thing.
Now, your costume is going to be great. Your costume, I mean, you people are going to dig what you're coming as. I know what you're coming as, and it's going to be very good.
I hope so.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
And you can try on my jacket if you want, my tuxedo, my tiger stripe tux.
Yeah, I'm all into that. All
thanks, right. Baby.
And have you been diligently woodshedding and rehearsing the new Tim Riley Factor song?
As a matter of fact, I was working on that a little bit last night. I think I got it down.
Master that those two fiery chords that we alternate from. So.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. All right, well, we'll see you tomorrow. There's Kristen from accounting going to be in attendance tomorrow.
Can't wait.
By the way, it should be noted that we're doing two songs tomorrow. Gene Simmons Took My Girl From Me, the new Tim Riley Factor single, and then an as-yet-unannounced cover. Now, you know, it's customary that Kristen takes a lead vocal on the second song we do tomorrow. It's a different song, which we have not announced. You got to be there tomorrow to find out what it is, but tomorrow it's a brand-new chapter in the history of Kristen's music life. Okay, I know a couple of things. Do you want to try to plug
something?
I'm going
to try that song again, that horrible song I did. We'll do a fast version of it. This is a song about the Red Lion Inn. Are you ready?
All right.
Give me my note again, Bobby. Guess. Is that right? Okay, I think I'm going to get it right. Don't touch me, girls. That's what happened last time. Get. What is it again? Guess I should have known that I needed a place to stay when I came to play for Rick Emerson. For the show Thursday night, I needed a hotel to treat me right. I said, baby, check me in. Oh, yeah, little Red Lion Inn. Baby, you're much too swell. Little Red Lion Inn. What a fabulous hotel. Thank you. Woo! Worth the wait. Worth the wait. Thank you.
All
thanks
right.
to the Red Lion and Salmon Creek. We appreciate it.
All right. So that is all coming tomorrow. Again, final information. Okay, so the listener party tomorrow, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., the new Phoenix Casino in the center, exit 16 off I-5. No cover charge. No admission. Got to be over 18. You want to be there early, though. Last year was definitely packed. You want to be there. It's going to be a good time for everybody. VIP tickets tonight, though. Matt and I are going to be at the Les Schwab at 917 Northeast 63rd Street.
Northeast Minnehaha
Street. In Vancouver between 5... Don't laugh at me, you bastard.
I heard it was 63rd. I don't know what he's talking about.
To 6 p.m. tonight. You must be present to win. 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. tonight there. You want to meet us there for that? We're going to be giving away some autographed Richard Cheese CDs and 20 pair of VIP tickets.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's... Richard Nunn from Fox 12. You're going to be there tomorrow?
I will, and thank you for the memories. The movies.
And if the Brett. The tits. I had to bleep that. I had to bleep the
nice.
Last one. If you had to, if you, people want to see you, when can they do it?
Saturday mornings, 8 to 10, or you can go to Portland Magazine and just print out the picture of me. I look hot.
Nice.
Okay, and Richard Cheesy, it's iloverichardcheese.com.
Yes, it is. And ladies, you love richardcheesy.com, don't you? Thank you so much. I love this.
I sent a calendar in our future.
Yes.
We were actually doing that.
Yeah, I know. You can touch me all night now. And we're going to be playing tomorrow night a full show. Thanks to Rick Emerson and the kids at KOTK for flying us up here. We're going to be playing like crazy tomorrow night.
We want to thank CNN radio correspondent Jim Rube, Richard Nunn, of course, Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine, Gary and Jen from Alternative Tattoo, Pam Anderson, Christina Applegate, The Low, 800 Octane, The Altar Boys, The 1080 Girls, Red Lion, Lloyd Center, Page One, Brad, Richie the Super Promotions Guy, everybody in the Tim Riley Factor, etc. The Rick Emerson Show is produced today and every day by the beautiful Sarah Dillon for Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. In the newsroom, Tim Riley, executive producer is one F. Matt Peterson. We will see you tomorrow at noon. We will see you tonight at 5 p.m. at Les Schwab Tires, 917 Northeast Minnehaha Street in Vancouver. As always, don't let the bastards grind you down. We will see you in 21 hours. Be there. Be safe. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Smoke two joints in the morning. I smoke two joints at night. Smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel all right. Smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war. Smoke two joints before I smoke two joints, and then I smoke two more. Thank you.
All right,
good night.
All right, there you go. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Thank
Bye.
You very much, Rick and Ike.
Bada bing and bada bing, bada boom.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.